This reading we had in the Gospel today, John 14, 21 to 26. As I'm reading last evening, it's kind of cool when you see, obviously, Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit. You know, and kind of the whole package, we know that we see that in the Bible, in the New Testament. In the Gospels, and then typically in Acts, and some from St. Paul and St. Peter and other epistles. It was really neat to see that. And then, of course, I go into the mode of the paradox of just, and I really do enjoy that sometimes, just to think, huh, we don't know this. It's a mystery. But, I mean, again, think of the Trinity, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God, that existing forever. And then they put one of them, Jesus, on the earth. And then just try to think that in your brain. Huh, this person was spirit, now he is a man and God. And now he's teaching his disciples that he's going to send the next one, the Holy Spirit, upon them. And he's talking today about the love, that when you love me, I will love the Father. Some really good things just to imagine. Because again, we don't know how that works. That's a mystery, it's a paradox. You know, another thing this weekend, I was kind of listening to some atheists on YouTube. And some of them are very genuine. Others are just kind of mean and just whatever, trying to make fun of people like us. The newest thing for them is to say, "I don't know." And I think that's a good answer. When people, some of them, when they ask them, you know, "Where did we come from?" "Well, I don't know." "You know, when you die, where will you go?" "I don't know." I mean, they're quite honest with that. And many times when we try to go, again, thinking about the Trinity and just the depths of theology, you know, some people try to play the science game. And I think with good atheists, they don't have the data. They don't have the science. They don't have the experience, just the thoughts, and to think, these are the facts. All right? But we can also go to, and so some people say, "Well, God created everything. Well, that's from the scriptures." But I was curious there, another thought this weekend, thinking how you actually do have some data. It's not science, but if you actually read the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospels, there was a person that claimed to be God. No other religion does, right? You know, the whole time some of these atheists are saying we have like 12 whatever gods, and you guys are just choosing one God, and that's the best God, and this is, you know, but really your holy books are helping you in this and that for the next place. And well, there is something very curious that it is the only one person that said they were God, and there is some evidence of these books in history. It is, I mean, it's not history like today, but it's not science either. That hundreds of people saw somebody that died and rose. There is some data there. So anyway, that was my brain this couple days. But think about, again, the great passage today of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Again, coming up with the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. And also, how do we really prepare to talk to people of what we do believe? And not having to jam it somebody's throat, but to be genuine. As many people can be genuine with a different denomination, different religion, different philosophy. So happy Monday, as we begin this week.